let's hear a song off my new album, Miller Time. Hit it, country boy.
That's a good old country boy by the name of Alex Miller, and a song Alan Jackson, I believe, wrote from his new album. And I'm delighted the old country boy joins me now. Alex, it's lovely to talk to you again.
Well, Tommy, it's good to talk to you and all my friends in Ireland. Hope y'all are doing great over there.
You know, the last time I spoke to you, Alex, last year, you were backstage at the Grand Ole Opry with the Malpass Brothers, and since then a lot has happened for you.
Yes, it has. You know, putting this new record out has been a great thrill and a great joy for me. And, man, there's some great tunes on there. He just played one of them, Secondhand Smoke.
Yeah, I was just mentioning, did Alan Jackson write that song?
He did. Jim McBride and Alan Jackson wrote that. And Jim's the one that actually sent it to me before he passed away.
Yeah.
And when I heard it, I thought, man, I've just got to record that song. And I'm so glad that I did. I don't think it could have come out any better, and I couldn't have found a song that fit me any better than that one.
You know, I must congratulate you on the album. There's not a bad song on the album. You know, I've been plugging it away here since it came out in April, and some really good stuff. I love your current single. I have it lined up now for After We Talk, As Far As His Memory Lets Her Go. That's a really great song. How did you come across that one?
Well, that was one of Jerry Sally's songs. He had wrote that back in the 80s, and he came over to the house, and we were looking for songs, looking for things for this record. And Jerry played me that one, and I said, man, what is that? He said, well, that's a song that I wrote with Doodle Owens, who's a great writer. He wrote a lot of great songs for Charlie Pride back in the day. I think he wrote All I Have to Offer You Is Me for Charlie Pride. And I said, well, can I record that? And he said, sure. So we put it on the record, and it's one of my favorite ballads that I've ever recorded. It and a song I recorded called Every Time I Reach for You.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you about Jerry, because I knew he did some other songs as well. He's a great singer. He's a bluegrasser as well, isn't he?
He's more known in the bluegrass field, yeah. But he really loves country music. And I found that out with his producing. I mean, those records sound great. I mean, it sounds just like something that Jake Worthington or Braxton Keith or any of these new modern country singers are doing, it's quality is right there with them.
Yeah, it's great. It's funny, I know he wrote a few songs. A good friend of mine, Alicia Nugent, recorded one or two of his songs as well. She's a bluegrasser, Alicia. I don't know if you know Alicia.
Yeah, she's fantastic too. I love her music.
Come here, for any of our listeners listening in now who didn't hear us speak before, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're from Kentucky and how you got into the music business.
Well, sure, yeah. I'm from a little town called Lancaster, Kentucky, and that's south of Lexington. That's more in the horse country part of the state. And I grew up there. I worked on a tobacco farm for my granddad, and he had cows, and we put up a lot of hay. I just was his hired help for free, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Tommy. Too well.
We had a great time growing up there together, and I had a great childhood and great parents and grandparents. And my love for music, where that comes in, I was really little. I was probably 6 or 7 years old whenever the music bug bit me. And, I started listening to Hank Williams and Merle Haggard and George Jones and found my love of music through them and through my granddad's love of music as well.
Yeah. And come here, for a young man too, I know you were on American, was it an American Idol you were on or was it the
it
other
was,
one?
It was, yes, sir.
But it's great, you know, for a young guy like you to be playing traditional music, because I know at the moment out there, and I'm more a traditional country fan myself rather than the new pop country. And for a young lad, for you to keep doing the real good trad country stuff, it's great, you know.
Well, I sure appreciate it. I just do what I love, and it just, I don't think no matter what I was singing, it's going to sound country as cornbread. But I appreciate you saying that. I just do the music that I love, and not only me, but there's a lot of people out there that love country music and love the real stuff. And I think there's certainly a place for me and other people like me in the country music field, business, whatever you want to call it these days.
I believe your home state made you an ambassador for something, didn't they?
They did. So I was in, I'll start by saying I was in a thing we had here in the United States called the Future Farmers of America.
Yeah.
It's the largest run student club in the United States. And it's similar to what we have, it's 4-H and FFA. It's basically a farming club, and I joined that as a kid. And it's really big over here, and it taught me leadership skills. So anyways, I joined that as a kid, and I started working with the Kentucky Department of Agriculture. That's a big thing in our state. You know, we are one of the largest producers of bourbon, and that takes a lot of corn and a lot of wheat and a lot of barley to make that happen. So I got involved with them when I was really young in my FFA days, and I've had some success, and they reached out to me. I still had some friends there, some contacts there, and asked me if I wanted to be the Department of Agriculture's ambassador. And with songs like Putting Up Hay and my farming background, it only made sense. And we signed that deal, I guess it's been last June or so.
And I believe you were over in Europe last month. Was it Norway or Sweden or one of those countries?
It was Norway.
Norway.
I'm telling you, I'm ready to go back. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to move over there. I'm telling you, I'm going to either Ireland or Norway. I loved it. I loved Europe, and I so want to go back.
Yeah, because I'm just saying to you off here, I must tell our listeners, last year there's a crowd of guys from over here were out there in Nashville, and they were staying in Music Valley, and they met you in the Music Bar and Grill, Bar and Grill out there, John Dolan and the young singer.
Music City Bar and Grill, yes, sir.
That's right. Young Alistair Spence was up there singing, which I've seen a few videos of him. He's one of our local singers over there. And I said they had a great time.
Yes, he's a fantastic singer too. You tell him howdy for me.
I will, sure. Do you play there now? Would you do the odd gig there still?
You know, we took that gig, so I had a new drummer at the time, and we were just kind of doing that gig and that show on the down low, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
We were just trying to get our band tight and our show right where we wanted it. So I took that kind of on as a down low, but a lot of people found out about it and started showing up, and I had to kind of had to quit. But it was really fun while it lasted, and I hope to find something else in Nashville where I can be a permanent resident and people can consistently come see me.
How did the Norway gig come about, Alex? How did that come around?
Well, there's a lady over here that books a lot of UFO shows and books a lot of things over in Europe, and she had reached out to my agent and asked if I would be interested in going to Europe. And, you know, I've never been out of the United States. That was my first time out of the United States in Europe at all. And it was open on my calendar, and so we just booked it. And the people that booked me over there had seen me and asked me if I wanted to do it. And, I mean, it was just a no-brainer for an American, the opportunity to, especially a poor Kentuckian from, you know, the middle of nowhere, the opportunity to come to Norway is something I was not going to pass up. So I was very, very excited and delighted for that opportunity.
And Marta was telling me one of your highlights was singing in a church, was it?
It was. There was I don't know how old the church was, Tommy. It had to have been hundreds and hundreds of years old. Yeah. It was one of the prettiest the churches I've ever been in, United States or otherwise.
Yeah.
And it just was really neat. I mean, you're sitting there and you're looking up these big mountains with the snow caps and the glaciers, and you're in this little church where all these people are, and it was just a great night. And, you know, the last song we sang was "Will the Circle Be Unbroken?" And I thought, how fitting of a song to be singing in such an old church, such a beautiful church.
Yeah.
And it was just a beautiful experience. I'm just one that I hope to have again.
Camaro, getting back to your album, Alex, and that last song I was mentioning, the one Jerry Sally wrote for you, that's the thing I miss about now over here. Yeah, there's not many CDs available anymore. It's nearly all MP3s. You'd either get them off websites or,
right.
You know, and you don't see the names of the singers, the musicians. You know how you would on a CD or a vinyl, you'd see the name of who the singers and the artists was.
Right.
And that's what I miss about it. But the new album, you did a great song with an old favourite of mine too, Tracy Byrd.
Yes, so you like the bird.
I love the bird. When I heard you were saying good, I remember when he came out there in the early 90s, you know, and when it was good country, like there from the mid 80s up to the mid 90s, and then it went on haywire at the moment. I tell you, Alex, the last time I was out in Nashville was 2019, and a friend of mine and I, we went to the CMAs, and honest to God, he wanted to go. I wasn't too pushed to go because I knew what was going to be on in it. But, you know, it's like a MTV Awards.
What much country there was, but
no, it's like the MTV Awards, and it hasn't got any better since. But no,
yeah, it has. You know, Tracy. Speaking of Tracy,
yeah,
you know, he still plays all kinds of shows over here.
Yeah,
and when I opened for him, I guess it's been about 3 years ago. I opened for him in Oklahoma. At the Oklahoma State Fair. And, man, he still sings so good. He is such a great singer and still sings so great at his live shows. I thought, man, we got to do something together. And I went home and wrote that song and sent it to him. And I'm just so thankful he said yes to it.
Is it harder now for your traditionalist artist? Is it harder for traditional artists to get airplay over there now? Because I know that a lot of the stuff coming out of Nashville at the moment is very poppy and very rocky. You know, if you go down Broadway these days, God, it's nearly all rock. There's one or two bars, like maybe Robert's Western World or Alan Jackson's place, are out there in Music Valley. That's traditional. But, you know, a lot of the, like Tracy Byrd, who you mentioned, are guys who would have sang in the 80s and 90s. They wouldn't be getting any airplay out there now at all, unless it's on a golden oldie country station.
Well, you know, I think now is better for country music than it's ever been.
Yeah.
I think a guy like me has a better shot now than, say, 5-10 years ago. You see people like Zach Topp, and to me, Ella Langley, her stuff falls in that traditional vein as well.
Yeah, I like her. She's one of the better new ones.
The fact that she, well, you know, she cut Kitty Wells, Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels, is on her latest project. And it's a fantastic version of it. It's her interpretation of the song.
It is. I actually have
and
it.
And I feel like her doing that, and people like Zach Topp, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, Drake Milligan, for instance.
Brilliant.
There is a lot of great country talent that the music business can't ignore at this point.
That's right.
And I'm just very honored that a lot of people consider me amongst some of them. And I'm just trying to carve my own Kentucky path in that.
Yeah, I must say, I've been following you since the first time I spoke. I remember the first time I did an interview, which it was a couple of years ago. We did a video link interview. Then we did the one the last time just on the phone.
But yeah, we did.
I've been following your career now, and I must say, your band is brilliant. I see a few tips of you up on Facebook and your band, and you have a great band.
We do. It's Alex Miller and the Kentucky Cowboys. They even have their own Instagram page. And the other day we were in Wichita, Kansas, and we all decided to ride a mechanical bull. So if y'all want to see us get throwed off a mechanical bull, you can go check that out over there. But, yeah, I have a great band. My steel guitar player, his name is Alden Oldfield. He's from Bath County, Kentucky. And speaking of social media and how it's changed everything, I met him through TikTok. I was scrolling through there one day and saw him playing and asked him to come play with me. Now he's with me full time. My guitar player, he's from Austin, Texas. A lot of people ask me, though, what the name of the band is, Kentucky Cowboys. Not everybody is from Kentucky, but we do have a lot of people ask that.
Are you based in Kentucky, Alex, or are you based in Nashville? Would you be down in Nashville much? I know Marta does a lot of work for you, you know, promotes you and all that.
Yeah, well, about a year and a half ago, I bought a place in Gallatin, Tennessee. Kentucky will always be my home. It's always my home base.
Yeah,
but Nashville, it's kind of like this, Tommy. You know, I grew up farming, and you can't plow ground in downtown Nashville.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't make no more waves where I was at in Lancaster, Kentucky. So I felt it was a necessary move to be able to plant my roots here.
And what about that young lady who's duetting with you on the album, Emily?
Oh, Miss Emily Ann Roberts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
a country one now, let me tell you.
Yeah. She's very good.
Fantastic. She's fantastic. That duet came about just because of TikTok again.
Yeah.
I'd saw her as the world did playing on there and reached out to her and asked if she would write it. And turns out she knew Jerry and a lot of the same people that I did. So
Brilliant.
That song was just a natural fit. And when we wrote that, it was me, her, and a guy named Bill White who writes a lot of songs with me. And that was just a natural song and a natural thing that happened.
Now, for anybody who's looking for your music, Alec, how do they get it? Is it just you just go to Spotify, or if anybody wanted a hard album, is there anybody?
Well, sure. I'd recommend them listening to you first. You know, that's my first recommendation.
Yeah.
But and it sounds like if they're listening right now, they already are. But second off, if you want to listen to some other songs of mine, check me out on Spotify. I mean, I'm on Spotify, Apple, Pandora, wherever you listen, Amazon Music, wherever you listen to music. You can even tell Alexa to play me if you really, really want to. But I'm everywhere, and just I'm trying to grow my Spotify numbers.
Yeah.
So if you do me a favor, you can go over there and follow me on Spotify. I've got some new things I've been working on, and a little thing, speaking of my great band, you're the first one to hear about this. I just got a call from my label today about it, in fact. We're going to do a little record with me and my guys. It's called Alex Miller and the Kentucky Cowboys, which I think will be a cool record and a nice project for me.
And will you hope to have it out before the end of the year?
Oh, yeah. That's the idea.
That'd be great. Looking forward to that one. Come here. I'm not going to hold you up much longer now. What's the plans for the weekend? Are you out gigging this weekend?
Well, this weekend, it's a rare weekend. I'm home, Tommy.
Yeah.
Last weekend, we played... Well, last 2 weeks we were gone about 11 days. I played 6 shows. I played Missouri twice, played Illinois, Wichita, Kansas, Sheboygan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. So I'm taking this weekend off. Me and my lady are going to go get a bite to eat tonight. And tomorrow, I don't know what I'm going to get into. I might go see my grandma.
Well, great stuff, Alex. Come here. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And maybe when I might get out there in November, we might hook up if you're about Nashville at all.
We'll have to get us a picture or something. And you might have to teach me how to drink a Guinness the right way.
Would you believe it, Alex? I don't smoke or drink. An Irish man.
You don't smoke. Well, you're a lucky man.
An Irish man that doesn't smoke or drink. So they. But there'll be a few boys with me who know how to teach you how to drink.
Well, sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
Alex, take care. Here's your current single, As Far As Her Memory Lets Her Go. His memory lets her go.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to love somebody who's wrapped up in yesterday. Now and then she holds me close when we're dancing slow. But that's as far as his memory lets her.
Vince Gill for Great Country Music. Keep it tuned to the Country Boy.